Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
And science says cavities are caused by saliva being too acidic, below 7.3 pH. All right, is that per hour? I have absolutely no idea what you were talking about. That's why we call in the experts. Dr. Michael Aronson, he's a healthcare practitioner specializing as a dentist. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing this morning?
Hello, how are you?
I am very, very well, thank you. But now, what is this? What is this, that cavities are contagious? Is this a new thing? Has this been a secret that you guys have kept from us all this time?
Well, what you said just now about garlic is very interesting. Obviously,
yes, absolutely loud and clear.
What is a cavity? A cavity is a hole in the tooth which is caused by bacteria feeding on sugar in your mouth and causing this tooth to dissolve because it forms acid, and this acid then eats into the enamel. Now, enamel is one of the hardest, is the hardest thing in your whole body. I mean, teeth can last for hundreds of thousands of years. I've discovered early humans with their teeth still intact. So once a cavity forms, it's in your mouth. Now, how does it get from your mouth to anybody else's? It will infect the tooth next to it, definitely, but highly unlikely that it will get across from one mouth to the other, unless it's equally dirty.
Right, okay. So basically, it's a load of nonsense, really.
Yeah.
Oh, what a relief that is. So how does a cavity form? How does a cavity actually form? I mean, you spoke about sugar. So that whole thing about, you know, dentists saying don't eat too many things, too many sweets, things like that. There's actually truth in that.
Absolutely. Oral hygiene is the number one thing to prevent cavities. If your mouth is scrupulously clean, there's no way you can get a cavity. Now, food deposits, particularly sticky or sugary or things like that, collect along the gum margin where there are thousands and billions of bacteria. And these bacteria have a ball and they just consume the sugars and they form acid. Now, this acid is highly, very
corrosive.
Yeah,
corrosive.
It can burn right through the enamel, particularly where there are defects like grooves or scratches or anything like that. And then once it gets through the acid gets through to the enamel into the dentine, then it is very sensitive because the enamel has no nerves. Dentine has nerves, and then if it penetrates the dentine, eventually it gets through to what they call the pulp of the tooth, where all the nerves and the blood vessels live, and then it can die from the bacteria. If it dies, the resultant thing is an abscess, and then you get all the terrible pain and all the consequences thereof. But for it to go from one person to another, highly unlikely.
Once we've got you
one tooth to the next.
Right. Okay. But from one person to another is highly unlikely, and just sounds like sensational media again.
Yeah. No, but if you were to take a kind of a spatula or something and scrape some of the stuff off your teeth and pour it to somebody else, good luck to you.
Right. Hard to imagine. One of the other things, and obviously being World Garlic Day, what is the best way to get rid of the after effects of garlic?
After effects of garlic, it's obviously a good brushing in your mouth. But we have got products which we use for fish with, and they are very effective as well. They are chlorine dioxide, and they really eliminate all odors, no matter what they are.
What would that be?
Upon bad breath, you stabilize chlorine dioxide to get rid of hydrogen sulfide, which is the smell of bad breath. Hydrogen sulfide is a very unpleasant smell. And that's created in your mouth, and not only garlic, a lot of other things, bacteria as well. So get rid of that by using stabilized chlorine dioxide. We have a whole program for that and various products.
Very, very interesting indeed. But at least now we've dealt with this myth that seems to be exactly that. We've said it, we've set the record straight. Cavities are not contagious through kissing, so you can relax and you can pull yourself together. Dr. Michael Aronson, healthcare practitioner specializing as a dentist, setting us straight on that nonsense. I thank you for taking the time to speak to us.